at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1999 in Providence, Rhode Island, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held Backlash where Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestled The Rock for the WWF Championship with special guest referee Shane McMahon. Steve Austin won the match by landing the Stone Cold Stunner, hitting The Rock with the belt, and pinning him for the win to retain the WWF title. In 1967 in Spain, Kane was born. Happy birthday, Kane. I'm going to fire up a birthday candle for you. Just... Oh, gosh dang it! My studio's on fire! In 1957 in St. Louis, Missouri, the first women's tag team match was held. The wrestlers who made history were June Byers and China Mira versus Penny Banner and Bonnie Watson. In 1996 in Omaha, Nebraska, at the Civic Auditorium, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held the pay-per-view event In Your House 7, Good Friends, Better Enemies. This was the final appearance of Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, and Diesel, Kevin Nash, before they headed to World Championship Wrestling, WCW. In 1999, the United Paramount Network, UPN, aired the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, pilot episode of SmackDown. This was to test the weekly two-hour series. It was a success, therefore it became a weekly show in August of 99. And in 1983 in Greensboro, North Carolina, Greg Valentine took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, U.S. Heavyweight title when he beat Roddy Piper. This ended Piper's second title reign. Roddy would not win another title for 15 years. Crazy enough, I wait 15 years between winning an argument with my wife. Anyway, that's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the Instagram @BashandBarb or visit BashandBarb.com for more.